It is a frigid Monday night. About 800 men from the New Bern area under Colonel Richard Caswell are camped on this side of the creek. They are probably up the road out of sight, prepared to defend the bridge. Colonel Alexander Lillington's 150 Patriots from around Wilmington have been quickly finishing the ridge of dirt called Earthworks you saw before the boardwalk, which surround his campsite on the other side of the creek. They have cannons. At least one 3-pounder, referring to the weight of the balls it shot, nicknamed Mother Covington, is here, and a second cannon tradition refers to as a 1/2-pounder daughter. You will see examples of these further down the trail. However, park historians say the Patriots also have larger 6- or 9-pounders. Another source says the New Bern Committee of Safety ordered men of a North Carolina Continental Army regiment there to join Caswell with its artillery. Some of the volunteers supposedly come to examine the cannons, never having seen artillery. The Patriots know the Loyalists will have to come down the road you were looking at to cross the bridge. Around midnight, a Tory horseman appears and says he has a message for the rebel commander from MacDonald. Guards on the road let him pass. Somewhere near you, he presents Caswell with a promise from MacDonald. The Patriots will be allowed to go free if they agree to support King George III. Most likely, MacDonald knew this would not be accepted, and the courier is really scouting the Patriot position. He is rebuffed and gallops back toward his camp. After getting the courier's report, the Loyalist officers discuss what to do. MacDonald probably advises against an attack, wishing instead to simply go around by another route. However, he is too ill to make a stand and gives up command temporarily. Lieutenant Colonel Donald MacLeod leads their forces in this direction at 1 a.m., hoping to make a surprise attack at dawn. Another visitor here wipes out any advantage the scout might have provided. Felix Keenan deserted from the Tory camp to warn the Whigs about the dawn attack. Whether he had joined the Loyalists as a spy or had a change of heart is unknown. As you can see, Caswell's position is dangerous. If pushed back under attack, his force would be trapped in the bend of the creek. Caswell meets with Lillington on the far side of the bridge, and they apparently hatch a plan. Follow the walking instructions under A Bridge is Greased and use its audio clip.